increasingly strong even under the strain of changing circumstances. Give attention as Brother Nathan Bornshine, currently serving as the circuit overseer for Texas Circuit 11, develops the scriptural theme, maintain a threefold cord in marriage.
Do you remember that day? The day that you gazed into the eyes of your bride or your groom, and you said with your heartfelt determination, I do. Well, for some of us, it's been decades since we said that. For others, it's just been weeks. I vividly remember that day, over 27 years ago, when I said that to my bride. And I'm still enjoying looking in her eyes every day. What a beautiful gift marriage is from our Creator Jehovah. He's provided this loving arrangement. And surely it exemplifies His love and His wisdom. Think how Adam must have felt when this beautiful bride Eve was brought to him. The perfect helper, a complement. And thus Jehovah yoked together this man and woman in the bonds of marriage, and Jehovah then became the central figure in their lives. Well, Jehovah had something beyond just the idea of companionship for Adam and Eve. They enjoyed that, obviously. But Jehovah gave them a mandate, as expressed in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28. He said, be fruitful, become many, and fill the earth and subdue it. Jehovah saw happy family arrangements. Husbands and wives together in happiness. Children with both of their parents so they could enjoy the blessings of the marital arrangement. Although that little small window of perfection was lost to disobedience, there are still those today and down through time who have faithfully served Jehovah, and in doing so, they have enjoyed having happy and successful marriages. And among the crowd today, we have examples of happy, successful marriages. To be happy in marriage, obviously, we're going to have to do as Jehovah has instructed us, to keep Him as the central figure in our lives. Jehovah's provided a guide for us so that we can benefit from His kind direction, the Bible. It touches on many subjects, but one that it gives a nice counsel for, perfect counsel, is when it discusses marriage. Consider a few principles that we can benefit from and have already benefited from. Ecclesiastes chapter 4. Please turn your Bibles there. And we're going to be reading a few verses, verses 9 through 12, Ecclesiastes chapter 4. And as we read through these verses, pick out some principles that can affect how a marriage can be successful. In verse 9, it says, two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their hard work. For if one of them should fall, the other can raise his partner up. How will it be with just the one who falls when there is not another to raise him up? Moreover, if two lie down together, they also will certainly get warm. But how can just one keep warm? And if somebody could overpower one alone, two together could make a stand against him. And a threefold cord cannot quickly be torn in two. Now going back to verse 9. It mentions that the hard work of a married couple will result in a good reward. And certainly that's true. If we're married, we've enjoyed the comfort, the support, the security, protection that we find in a marriage. And isn't that a good reward? It obviously is. And in verse number 10, if we think about what it says there, how likely is it that both of us would fall down together? Probably not very likely, but one of us could fall. And isn't it nice to have our partner, our mate, to be there to comfort us, to assist us when we are emotionally distressed or physically impaired, or perhaps even we're down spiritually. Our mate is there for us. But really, the key to a lasting marriage is what we've talked about just briefly before. Let's look in verse 12 again. Do you see the expression, threefold cord? Now, that indicates that that third cord is going to be Jehovah God. And when He is intertwined in our relationship as a couple, we are going to enjoy a happy, strong married relationship. Even with application of these fine scriptural principles, there are forces at work that are trying to break down our marriages. And we're all sinful. Yesterday we learned that we have a fatal disease, sin. And that's working against us. And then, of course, we have this world that surrounds us everywhere. We look, it's this disloyal, lawless world and its thinking. And behind all of that is Satan the devil, who is throwing the traps of the birdcatcher to try to ensnare us and ruin our marriages. Sadly, even the marriages of true Christians can come under tremendous stress as we deal with the last days. And some have crumbled. Other couples, instead of drawing close together, have found themselves drifting farther and farther apart. And some have found themselves to the point where, even under the same roof, they can barely tolerate each other. How can Christian marriages, then, enjoy success and have this threefold cord with Jehovah as the central figure? Well, even if we've been married for many years happily and successfully, it's still good to examine in the light of the Scriptures how we can make sure that Jehovah is the central figure in our marriage so we can continue to enjoy success. Now, by virtue of the fact that Jehovah instituted the marital arrangement, He has the ability to provide the necessary and needed guidance so that we can benefit from it. Jehovah wants us to measure up to these standards for marriage, for married couples, because He knows that's what's going to make us happy, and He wants us to be successful. Because Jehovah is the one who instituted this arrangement, then our accountability, besides to each other, of course, it's going to be to Jehovah God. He's the one that came up with this beautiful arrangement of marriage. Jehovah knows we're going to succeed when each of us individually has a warm attachment or personal relationship with Jehovah. So our own spirituality will come into the picture. If we are a spiritual person, then we're going to keep kingdom interests in the number one position where they belong. We're going to seek first the kingdom, and scriptural direction and guidance, of course, it'll be paramount in our lives. We'll do the things that are pleasing to Jehovah. Take note of the following characteristics of a marriage in which Jehovah is in the key or central position. There's six that we're going to discuss briefly. Number one, each mate would strive to observe the principles that are outlined for us here at Ephesians chapter 5. Please open your Bibles there. And we'll read a couple of verses, familiar territory to us, especially for married couples, but the reminders are excellent. Ephesians 5, 22 through 24. Now, a couple of roles are outlined for us here. Let's begin with 22. Let wives be in subjection to their husbands as to the Lord, because a husband is head of his wife, as the Christ also is head of the congregation, He being a Savior of this body. In fact, as the congregation is in subjection to the Christ, so let wives also be to their husbands in everything. So there's a clear direction is given for wives to be in the role of subjection. And if the husband is doing things that make that more palatable, of course, it's going to be much easier, isn't it? And if the husband has oversight of his wife or has a leadership He has his wife under subjection like the Christ does the congregation. It's going to be a loving arrangement, isn't it? The wife will be happy to serve under this willingness of Jehovah's standards. Now, a second area is that in order to maintain a close relationship with any person, obviously we need to have communication, and that would be true especially of Jehovah. The husband can take the lead in united prayer, and he can pour out his heart in behalf of both of them as he addresses the specific needs that each couple has. We're all individual couples. We have our own specific needs, and that can be addressed in prayer. Now, here's a third characteristic of a marriage with Jehovah in it. A regular family study. That would be true even if there are no children that have blessed the marriage union. Why is family study so essential? Because it builds faith. It keeps us close to Jehovah. It helps keep those standards of Jehovah right here and then down to here in our hearts where they're going to benefit us. It helps us to deepen, or the depth of our spirituality will increase and we'll continue to make spiritual progress. A thing that all of us who are appointed men need to remember, if we are appointed men, especially the qualifications for elders and ministerial servants as outlined at 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 4, 5, and 12. Jehovah expects us to preside in a fine manner over our families, and that would include caring for the spiritual needs of our mates. A fourth area, working together on a regular basis in the field ministry with our wives or our husbands. It's a delightful time, isn't it? Don't you enjoy being out in the ministry with your mate? It's a nice time to enjoy, and plus, we can enjoy Jehovah's blessing. And number five, attending and participating regularly in meetings. Now, this is vital for us. We've heard much encouragement to not forsake the gathering of ourselves together. And by going to the meetings together as a couple, we receive Jehovah's Holy Spirit, which we all need. And we are reminded of Jehovah's instructions as presented to the faithful slave based on scriptural direction. This will guard us against the traps of the wicked one. And number six, is applying Bible principles that govern relationships with other people. Here's one. Let's look at Colossians chapter 4. And verse 6. Now, this is true in any relationship, whether it's with workmates, with schoolmates, fellow brothers and sisters, but especially would this be helpful in a marriage. Colossians chapter 4 and verse 6. There it reads, "Let your utterance be always with graciousness, seasoned with salt, so as to know how you ought to give an answer to each one." She's seasoned with salt. Just a pinch makes it tasteful, doesn't it? Tasty. Well, think of how our words are with our mate. Do we taste them before they get away from us? Are they healing words? Words of love and endearment. And even when occasions come up where things aren't, or disputes could arise, do we apply that scriptural principle? See, a nice thing to remember is that our brother and our sister could be our husband or our wife. See, just because they're our mate doesn't mean that they're not our spiritual brother and sister. Would we talk to our spiritual brother and sister the way that we're talking to our mate at the present time? See, that's a nice thing to consider. Now, another nice principle is found in Romans chapter 3. Please turn over there a few books to Romans 3, and let's read verse 23. Good reminder for us. It says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." That's all of us. I'm a sinner. We're all sinners. And what do sinners do? They sin. And we sin in word and perhaps deed at times. So when we sin, we're quick to ask Jehovah, please forgive me, Jehovah. I didn't mean to do that. And we seek his forgiveness. Now the same would be true. If we want Jehovah's forgiveness, it's conditional. If we're willing to forgive our mate, Jehovah will forgive us. If we're willing to forgive others, Jehovah will forgive us. So we want to be quick to forgive. And if we have any disputes, it's good to settle them quickly. Before the sun sets, as they say, as the scriptures say, because that won't allow any room for any more spiritual damage to be done in our marriage. Remember, that's our bride. That's our groom that we looked into their eyes and said, I do. When we began that walk down the road of marriage, no matter how long ago it was, hand in hand, we didn't all always know what was over the next hill or over the horizon. We found as we've walked through life, there are curves, there's dips, there's a lot of things awaiting us over the horizon. Situations in our lives change. Maybe our union will be blessed with a child. Gina and I enjoy that privilege of having a son. It changes your life. No doubt about it. It's a change that we have to adapt to. Perhaps our husband, our wife, or even our child can get seriously ill. We don't want that to ever happen, but if it does, it's going to affect or change our circumstances. Some of us are getting to the age where our parents are aging and need special care. That can affect the circumstances in our lives. Maybe we're dealing with empty nest syndrome. Our little kiddos have grown up and off they've flown, and we're dealing with that change. Or maybe we have, on a positive note, we have some theocratic responsibilities that have been added or other privileges, and that can take time and it change our circumstances. Well, how do we deal with these? Because these things can add stress and exhaustion or fatigue, perhaps even anxiety in our lives. Especially at those times, is it wise to intensify our dependence upon Jehovah? See, the Apostle Paul went through some trials and circumstances, and he knew that his strength came from Jehovah through his Holy Spirit, as he stated at Philippians 4:13. Now, in these difficult times, when our emotions can be brought to the breaking point, or we can be tested in other ways, we want to be especially careful not to allow these changing circumstances to result in disloyal acts, such as improper emotional attachments or sexual involvement with another person. See, that threefold cord needs to be maintained. Our loyalty to Jehovah should help us to be loyal to our mate. Well, we're happy to have among our group today many happy marriages, and we're going to speak with a couple of success stories when it comes to marriage. Now, the reason that these two couples are so successful and happy is because they followed the recipe for a happy marriage. They kept Jehovah as the central figure in their marriages and in their lives. Now, I'd like to introduce you to these two nice couples. The one on your left is the Moutons, Joseph and Yarmarie. They're with the South Main congregation. Brother Mouton is an elder, and they've enjoyed the pioneer service. Brother Mouton, what specific Bible principles have assisted you during the initial adjustment to your marriage?
Well, with any marriage, you have individuals of different backgrounds, different personalities, and it presents a challenge. The principle that I appreciated was Proverbs 15:22, where it speaks of there's a frustrating of plans where there is no confidential talk. This principle reminded me that it wasn't enough just to assume my wife's physical, spiritual, and emotional needs, but we needed to converse and keep the lines of communication open. And it really helped me to continue to do that through the earlier stages of marriage, and I think it's benefited.
Thank you very much. Sister Mouton, the same question about, can you think of a specific principle that helped you during your adjustment?
Well, I agree with Joseph. When you have two different personalities uniting in marriage, there are bound to be disagreements. And the scriptural principle that I would keep in mind is Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1, where it states that an answer when mild turns away rage. So when Joseph and I would encounter disagreements, I would try to remain calm and not get Joseph excited.
Good idea. Okay. Well, we know that things have obviously worked out very well. Brother Mouton, why can you say that keeping Jehovah as a central figure in your marriage has been beneficial?
Well, Jehovah is a God of love, and Colossians says that love is a perfect bond of union. And so this urged me or encouraged me to take the lead spiritually in the family, to have a regular family study, pray together, especially before we go to sleep at night, to also work regularly in the field ministry with Jean-Marie. And when I made mistakes, I apologized. And when forgiveness was needed, I forgave.
Sister Mouton, how is keeping Jehovah as a central figure in the marriage been beneficial for you and both of you?
Well, my favorite scripture concerning marriage is Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 12, where it states that a threefold cord cannot quickly be torn in two. My ultimate desire is to please Jehovah in dealing with Joseph, so I strive to imitate the qualities that Jehovah expects from Christian wives, which is to be submissive to the headship arrangement and to be respectful to my husband.
And you're both a very fine example that we know you personally, and you enjoy a very happy marriage. And finally, Brother Mouton, what's your determination for your marriage?
I want to remain loyal to my marriage and to draw closer to Jehovah as I draw closer to Jean-Marie.
And Sister Mouton, what's your feelings about your marriage for the future, your determination?
Well, for Joseph and I to continue to serve Jehovah faithfully into the new system.
Thank you very much. This is the Hernandezes, Gene and Delia, and they're from the Bay City congregation. They're both regular pioneers. Brother Hernandez is the presiding overseer in Bay City, and they have many years of a happy marriage. Brother Hernandez, how long have you been married?
Well, Delia and I have been married for 42 years. Oh, and I might add 7 months, 8 days, and between 4 and 5 hours, give or take 5 or 10 minutes.
Well, he's counting the time because he's enjoying it. Brother Hernandez, what particular Bible principles have you found to be especially practical in your marriage?
Well, since learning the truth, I've learned not to let differences of opinions between Delia and I become so great that they become a barrier between us. I've learned to apply Proverbs, 7th chapter and verse 9, and I'm not quick to take offense during these differences, especially when my wife's suggestions are seem to work out the best. And having Jehovah in our marriage as a threefold cord has helped me to view Delia from his view, that I am also an heir of the undeserved favor of life along with her. And we appreciate, or I appreciate too, that if it wasn't really for her and for Jehovah, I probably wouldn't know the truth today.
Now, you've been through some challenging circumstances over the years of your marriage. Sister Hernandez, what has helped you to cope with those, and what has been one of the most challenging circumstances that you've faced as a couple?
Well, I would have to say that caring for my ill parents and coping with their death, and also coping with the death of our 25-year-old son-in-law, has caused great stress and sadness. during the time that I cared for my parents for off and on for 21 years, I also had to care for our two daughters, which the youngest was 3 months and the older one was 3 years. So this was a difficult time because Jean was working and I had to find babysitters. So I could feel this have an effect on our marriage because of being separated often and then for long periods of time. But we prayed to Jehovah for help during this difficult time. And through all these trials, we know that it was by staying close to Jehovah that our marriage endured.
And Brother Hernandez, what's proven to be one of the most challenging circumstances you faced as a couple? How did staying close to Jehovah strengthen your marriage?
Well, as Delia said, aside from the death of loved ones in our family, seeing some in the family choose this fellowship and instead of repenting and having the opportunity to gain everlasting life has been saddening. And also to see some in the family gradually and slowly drift away from Jehovah's protection due to material pursuits and higher education has been saddening as well. But I'm fully convinced that by including Jehovah in our marriage has helped us to stay together and also to weather out these troublesome times. And I'm fully convinced that having Jehovah with us and staying close to his organization, we've enjoyed other privileges of service, has really helped us endure. We've learned to pray and to leave matters in Jehovah's hands, and it may be that one of these days our family will be united in praising Jehovah again.
Well, we certainly appreciate your nice comments, and we wish Jehovah's rich blessing on your marriage now and for forever. Thank you much. As exemplified here and throughout Jehovah's organization, when we maintain Jehovah as the central figure in our marriage, we're going to receive blessings, not only now, but forever. Satan would like to disrupt our marriages, so never allow imperfections, the world, or Satan to corrupt our thinking and cause us to prove disloyal. May we always cherish having Jehovah as the third person in our marriage, the central figure, and work hard at keeping your marriage strong. It's a beautiful gift from Jehovah, especially in these critical times that we face. So as you do, may Jehovah bless your efforts to maintain the threefold cord that belongs in each and every one of our marriages.